Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you so much for caring to be with me right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are my inner circle, the ones who try to make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I'm so grateful and so thankful and so prayerful that you are not only listening, but you're hearing. You're not only hearing, but you're listening. And then you are taking it in. And you are internalizing the truth of what I am saying. And prayerfully, I am inspiring you to make deeper and greater commitments to walking in the greatness of who you actually are and who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We're in a place and space where we have to realize how the law is working, and that law is working, and law is an inherent part of existence, and justice is an inherent part of existence. And it doesn't really depend upon what the courts say or what people say. We're in a place and space where we have to learn how to take responsibility for creating our greater selves, our greater good. For being in harmony with the will of existence. And the will of existence is for everyone to flourish, everyone to thrive, because it is all there could ever possibly be. So that which we refer to God, that which we refer to the Creator, that which we refer to as the Most High, did not have anybody's detriment at heart. It doesn't work against itself. And we're having to come to a point and place where we realize that those ones who feel as though they are entitled to do things to marginalize, anesthetize, inebriate, intoxicate, and turn you into cash cows in multi-trillion dollar industry, you really do not have to continue to participate with it. And it matters that we have an understanding and an understanding that there is nothing that constitutes the real wealth and richness of life than life itself. And the beauty and the abundance and the order and the divinity and the sanctity and the sacredness of it. And these ones have put us in a place where we desecrate, defile, undermine all that we have been given as the truth of who we each are, so that there is profit and money, but there is no profit and there is no wealth in being out of alignment with the will of existence, the laws of existence, and that which is the intelligence of your own being. We're in a now moment where we have to come to a point and place where it matters to us that we do not give other ones power and authority over our lives. But we are here to come to a point and place where we are willing participants in the glory, the victory, and the triumph of absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth as the reality of our lives. And to know that there is no leverage except in that. There has been these games of agreement, these entrapments, this three strikes you're out, just the manipulation, the flooding our communities with all kinds of drugs, the sugar, the cigarettes, the alcohol, the tobacco. You understand? I'm just saying is that no system, no government in its right mind would legally, lawfully poison its own people and think that there's some profit in it. And because we have such extensive access to that which is truly detrimental to ourselves and ourselves, for our understanding that this is the methodology of our oppression, and that even though we have come into great degrees of accomplishment personally and collectively in the intelligence, the utilization of the intelligence that we've been given, in the technologies and the electronics and all of the things that are being done. But none of it is greater than ensuring the continuation, the perpetuation, the exaltation, and the progression of the lineages through whom we've come. for that is real purpose in being. And for there to be a global agenda of depopulation and genocide and zero population, then know that it's not the will of man or mankind or those who are kind of human to make a determination that the majority of the people in the world have become useless feeders, useless eaters, and are not entitled to the rights to live in the exaltation of the light of the supreme intelligence that they have inherently within them. And that's what oppression is that that which is your light, that which is your gift, that which is your capacity for being in harmony with life itself has now been suppressed and oppressed, and you are complicit and complacent with your own cellular oppression or the defilement of your bloodstream so that you are not able to literally walk in the fullness of your own authenticity under the authority of the laws of existence itself. And there are no legalities and there are no statutes that men have created that take precedent over your right to be in right alignment with that which is beating your heart and breathing you. But we have to take it and run with it. Because as long as we feel as though knowing all of what they've done and how they've established all of the enslavement through all of the manipulations, through all of the Social Security card and all of this, and just, it's just foolishness. Because you can outthink this, but you can't outthink it if you are still poisoning the vessel that your spirit is housed in. And there are many ones who are speaking to our rights by virtue of our being indigenous, our rights by virtue of us being Moors, our rights by virtue of these ones being tourists and visitors here, and we being the authentic ones. I'm just saying, but as long as your blood bears the violation of violated beings, rotting pigs and cows and chicken and hens and turkeys and whatnot, you can know all of their statutes and all of that, and take your Social Security number, do all of that, and you still will not be in the sovereignty of the truth of yourself as a living presence of God. And in light of all of their manipulations, when we are consciously caring to be completely cleared and cleansed and take responsibility with our own thought, word, script to really reclaim the divinity of the truth of ourselves and to realize that there isn't anything that we can be given that is greater than who and what we already are, and that the suppression and the oppression of the natural inclination that we should have in exalting a full life's urge is the manipulation through this food industry. From the time babies come out of the mother's womb, being given all kinds of inoculations and vaccinations and whatnot, poisoning the child, you understand, when the mother is responsible for the immunity and the lifetime security through nursing. We're in a place and space where we should realize that the intelligence of existence has been here much longer than the Bible, much longer than the Quran, much longer than any of the religions, much longer than any of the laws, the agreements, the statutes, or any of the things that have been put in writing, put in books, black law, whatever. You understand? And we are beholding unto that in truth. There is one absolute and supreme intelligence that sees through every eye. And the violation, the subjugation, the domination, the enslavement, the entrapment, the murder of billions of creatures the carnage that is going on day to day to day, so that on next Thursday, what they call their Thanksgiving, that you all and many, many ones will feast off of the carnage that is already happening in the murder of all of these creatures. And I'm saying that we are so perfectly and divinely designed that the reason there is so much cancer, heart disease, diabetes, obesity, kidney failure, and all of this is because we are perfectly and divinely designed, and we are not designed to eat from the flesh of dead animals, because the primary law of existence is not to kill. It is to honor, to serve life, to exalt life. And everything has been given it. And even if they have hybridized and genetically modified, they cannot take the intelligence from a being. And the natural intelligence of all beings is to exalt life. And because there is a spirit in the body, no matter what the shape and form of the body, it is still an intelligence. And the nature of intelligence is that it exalts a full effort in its living. It knows its food. It excretes its waste. It knows its kind. It perpetuates itself. It responds to love and care. And it will exhibit all manners of signs of stress, frustration, anguish, angst, when it senses that its life is being threatened or when it is being misused and abused. And this is one of the reasons why so many ones who have gone into service in the military, and they've seen active combat, and they've seen so many people, and they've participated in the carnage of other ones, the devastation of other ones, they cannot come back and be all right. And there's no way that you all can feed off of violated beings and have that violation charged upon your blood, and then you be all right. And then by the time we look at the etheric energy that is charged upon the blood, and then all of the artificially colored, artificially flavored, the NutraSweet, the aspartame, the white sugar, all of the pesticides, herbicides, antibiotics, BHA, BHT, all of this. And I'm saying we are under the influence of a death culture, but we do not have to continue to participate with it. And coming to this point and place where we exalt a full effort to be cleared and cleansed of it, it requires you to have the care to do it, because the spirit that is you is of God. And it doesn't matter what hue of people you are. It doesn't matter what your sexual orientation is, what your gender preference is, what your education is, what your ethnicity is, what your religion. It doesn't matter. The fact that you live in a body as an intelligence of existence, your heart is beating and you don't beat it. You are a breathing being, intelligence that is male, female, both, and neither. And our coming to understand what progression looks like, progression amongst us as a humanity of people, means that we have the empathy and the compassion and the understanding of the oneness of being, and that our needs are the same. And that to be influenced by people who do not have basic care, love, respect, appreciation for the gift that is life, and the regard for other beings to have the right to their lives. These ones are not leadership. And we have no real duty, obligation, or responsibility to those who have no love, no light, no wisdom, and no truth. But you lean on what they say. You pay so much attention to what they do. and all of the time that is passing day to day. It's time that you can be focused in being in your gratitude and your thanksgiving for the gift and the blessing of life. For you to dwell in the remembrance of how far you've come and all of what you've come through. And to celebrate your victories and triumphs, even though we were fed like kids upon the path of adulteration, there was still something good in us. There was still something that was raising forward in us. There was still some degree of purity of care that we care to love and be loved and bring children and to really have some desire to develop ourselves. Or what some of our elders would say, to make good. In this now moment, our lives hang in the balance. Because to have 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years of accumulation of waste from decaying, rotting carcasses, worms, organisms, parasites, bacteria, viruses, then the alcohol, tobacco, chemical residues, then there is nothing that the political thing can do for you until you do for you. You have to do for you, because they will not do for you. They've not done for themselves. And those who are the CEOs and the board of directors and whatnot of the meat industries, the dairy industries, the tobacco industries, the alcohol industries, the packaged food and sodas and the sugar industries and whatnot, these ones deserve to know what it is to not prosper. Because there is no real prosperity in investing and that which undermines the populace of people. And for so many ones to sign on with the soda companies, and you know, it's like you get educated so you could get a good job. But your education should have been to help you develop your innate talent, skills, and abilities. And your orientation would have been to exalt a full effort in your living and to be in service to life itself. There are no ones who've come into this realm for the express purpose of undermining humanity, of being murderers, liars, thieves, bastardizers, usurpers. That is the evidence of distortion and dysfunction as a result of the defilement of the blood and the bloodline. And we, who live in this now moment, have access to a greater opportunity than our parents or our grandparents or our great-grandparents. But it requires us to care, to be fully committed to living, to the laws that govern our life, the laws that govern our progression in life, the laws that govern our success in life. Because success in life is not necessarily success in business. Success in life is not becoming a successful capitalist. Success in life is not just becoming proficient in an area of talent and having your peers and other ones applaud you and laud you for how you entertain them. Success in life is living in love with your being and the source of your being, and being in harmony with the whole of existence itself, which is the gift from the intelligence of existence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. Success in life is exalting a full effort in walking in the divinity and the sanctity and the sacredness of the truth of your being, this point of the presence of God. But they would have you think, oh, well, that's blasphemy. You can't be godly. You know, we're born in sin. Everybody sins. There's no perfection. I'm saying no, perfection is an inherent part of existence. Perfection is an inherent part of existence. And to live perfectly is to function under the illumination of the supreme intelligence that is our source, and being harmony with the wholeness of being. And so we can flip the script. We can shift. But you cannot have power and authority in life when you are in love with killing and death. And the real beauty of the law is that you get what you apply yourself to. And life is so forgiving, it is so loving, that it is always refreshing us with each and every breath. It's forgiving us. With each and every breath, we have the opportunity to think a greater thought, to do a better thing, to make a new commitment. Because every atom and every cell of our being is completely open and receptive and responsive to more oxygenation, hydration, mineralization, alkalization, and elimination of toxins and waste through those faculties that we've been given in our perspiration and moving toxins through our lymph system and sweating them out and opening up the movement of that which the body is ready to release through our bowels, and understanding the perfect and divine design, and that all disease is starting with the filth of the bloodstream and the blockage and obstruction of the nerve force and the life force and the respiration and the circulation of your blood and your oxygenation, and the stagnation that comes when you are literally eating that which the body cannot utilize. The flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, all of your pasty things, your pastas and pastries and pancakes, waffles, breads, biscuits, all of the things that we have been given from the time that we were children that we loved and are suffering with respiratory disease, kidney disease, seizures, heart attacks, aneurysms, strokes. It is our time to withdraw our spiritual, mental, emotional, physical energy from the corporate deities of death. If you care to live. Now, if you don't mind being sick and you don't mind dying, and it's all right with you, then go that way. But understand, that is the way of death. That is the progression. And you're going to pay somebody for that without ever having truly prospered, without ever having truly lived. But I am encouraging us to realize that we have planetary and cosmic forces available to us that we really just need to ask, to care, to pray, to praise, to be in our gratitude and our thanksgiving, to activate our imaging with our first eye, to see ourselves whole, body, heart, mind, lives, and souls, to know that our true liberation is in the restoration, the reorientation of who we are as intelligences of existence, to get beyond all of the areas of divisiveness through race, creed, color, sex, nation, gender, and all of that. Because the establishment of the eternal order and the eternal government is that which is guaranteed success here. And our full participation through our clearing, our cleansing, our consecration, our purification, so that the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses can be completely re-enthroned in our bodies that have been prepared as temples of the living gods and goddesses that is our absolute truth. And to be in a place mentally, spiritually, and emotionally where one does not care to be clean, one does not care to honor and glorify the lineages through whom they've come. one does not care to really walk in the intelligence of their being, to be of the mindset that one does not care, to change their diet, to be initiated off the path of death. One does not care to redeem and recommit to that which is source of their being and that which beats their heart and breathes them to get to that place. Then no, that is the evidence of the assault upon the cells and the filth of the bloodstream to have people in the place where their behavior has been modified to be complicit, complacent, and co-conspirating with their own demise. That's the oppression. That's the manipulation. That's the impact and the effect of religious indoctrination, miseducation, and death culture through these people called the United States of America, France, Portugal, Spain, and all of those ones who were willing participants in the oppression and the domination of melanin-dominated people all over the world. I'm calling us to care, to rise, to know that we will never have anything greater than who and what we already are. And we have the opportunity to step into that greatness now. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with me here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using phones towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful that you care to be tuned in and pray that you are always inspired to go deeper, to reach higher, to make greater commitments for walking in the light of the truth of the one that you are. For I am consistently reminding us of how blessed we are with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, that we have been gifted that which is absolute and supreme intelligence by that absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And we are here to exalt the blessedness of our being. We are here to realize that we are of God. God being law, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, and potency. And that is the only real salvation we can have after years of oppression, after years of marginalization, after years of racism and capitalism and imperialism and that which other ones would refer to as white supremacy. But it's not white supremacy. It's stupidity, idiocy, insecurity on steroids and crack to make people think that they have the right to marginalize, anesthetize, inebriate, intoxicate, and poison everybody on the planet, including the planet. And to be in a place where nothing has a protection because these ones feel entitled to kill everything. And so, no, I don't want you to forget. For those of you who fed off the flesh of dead animals today, I don't want you to forget that killing has become entertainment. It has become second nature for some, that this is how they handle their problems. This is how they exert their might as if it were right. And in this now moment, as much peace as we may be experiencing personally, as much gratitude and thanksgiving that we have for all of that which we're thankful for. There is still a need for us to come to a point and place where we realize that there is a now moment that is ours for our liberation, our resurrection, our full participation in clearing, cleansing, consecrating, purifying, coming into alignment with the will of existence on behalf of the whole of existence itself. That there are no ones who have been given authority to as destiny, as purpose, to ensure that we're being phased out of existence. But that is what the genocide has always been. And if you are not aware, then I tell you to go and study the history of the nations that were on this continent. The nations that were destroyed in order for them to celebrate this day that they call Thanksgiving. For their thanks-taking. So no, I want us to come to a point and place where we are conscientious enough, caring enough, realizing the gift and the blessedness in being that we will no longer celebrate the holidays of a people who never had our best interests at heart. How is it that we're celebrating their holidays, their holidays, when every day is a day for practicing wholeness? Every day is a day for our gratitude and our thanksgiving for the blessedness of being. Every day is a day for our coming to a point where we go deeper and reach higher to stand in the greater degrees of who we are, whose we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God. It's not something that they can tell us when to celebrate. We need to be celebrating our lives on a daily basis, but it's hard for you to really be in a place and space where you can do it every day when every day you are violating the very substance of yourself. And so it matters that we care to show up and show out, that we are no longer participating with the marginalization of our youth and our children, that we are not creating situations and circumstances that will literally enslave our children to all manners of pharmaceuticals, special programs because of their slowed development, because of all of the vaccinations that they mandated. They have no right to tell you that you have to poison your child to do anything, particularly to go to school. So if the school demands that we have to be poisoned to go, then know that that's not for us. We are in a place and space where we have to realize that we will have nothing greater than our lives. And that our conscious care to exalt a full effort in our living is what is required of us now. And it is something that all ones should have always done. And to be close to the earth, to be on the earth, and the earth herself is spinning in the realm of eternity, and then we have no real understanding of our purpose to ensure the progression of our lineages. We have no real understanding or support from any of the institutions that have made it their business to give us an idea of what success in life is, but they never, ever supported us in being full in our own self-expression as intelligences of existence. They didn't want us to be as intelligent as them. That's why they have poisoned us with all of this garbage that they call food. So, yes, that which they call food is the tool of our oppression. And so we have to know that when a people take over another people, they have to feed the people, but they never had the people's best interests at heart. If they had the people's best interests at heart, then they would have left the people alone. But to be socialized, religiously indoctrinated, and miseducated to think that you are exempt from being harmonized within the laws that govern your own being. To be in a place where the system that man has created has greater relevance and authority in your life than that which beats your heart and breathes you. That which is the intelligence of all orders of existence. We're in a now moment where we have to realize the oneness in being directly and to understand that there is law that governs our being, and that law is that what we do unto others will be done unto us. But people think that you can have participated in this onslaught. You understand, participated in this genocide, participated in the marginalization, anesthetization, the intoxication, and turning everybody into cash cows within a system of sickness, illness, disease, and death. And then there is some prosperity in it. And I'm saying there is no prosperity anywhere with it. Are coming to a point and place where we care to be rightly aligned with the will of existence that is always the will of the greater for all of itself, that is all there is. The intelligence of existence is so intelligent, so beloving, so beneficent, that it has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everyone everywhere. And for all of the beauty and for all of the phenomenalness, the miraculousness, the infinity of diversity, we should really be in a place and space where we really honor the whole of existence itself and not feel entitled to subjugate and dominate and murder and kill and feel as though there's some entitlement to do that. Because the book says that man was given dominion does not mean that he was supposed to be murdering and killing. We must take control of ourselves, our thoughts, our emotions, our appetites, our desires, and whatnot, to be fully integrated as intelligences of existence, exalting a full effort in our living. But no, I don't want us to forget the blood that has been spilt upon this planet, the blood that is being spilt upon this planet on a daily basis. No, let us not forget. Let us not turn a blind eye to it all. But let us come to a point and place where we will raise up on behalf of all of those ones whose names we will never be able to call. Let us come to a point and place where we have a righteous indignation to know that it is our duty, obligation, and responsibility to stand on behalf of the light and the wisdom and the truth of that which is supreme intelligence. And to be in a place and space where it's non-negotiable. You can't be bought out. You can't be sold out. Can't nobody pay you to be out of order? Can't nobody pay you to be in a place and space where you are doing all of that that need not be done? I'm just saying is that when those ones, even as a child, I was wondering, well, why don't the presidents just fight? Why they got to bring everybody else's children into it? You understand? Why don't their children fight? You understand? That's a child's mind. Okay, I'm just saying, but it made perfect sense to me as a 7-8-year-old. You understand, in the midst of Vietnam, in the midst of so many of the young men who would come and counsel with my mothers and seeing them go to war and never come back. I'm just saying is that this thing has been going on for too long. And for us to think that there is some real wealth and prosperity that America is experiencing when America has been so heavily involved with the murder of so many, that no, we can't be comfortable without being in the light of the truth of ourselves. You understand? For the trauma centers, building more trauma centers, closing more schools, and then demanding then in order for you to work here, in order for you to go here, in order for go to you, you got to get vaccinations and you got to get inoculations and whatnot. But if they were so concerned about germs and bacteria and infection and whatnot, why in the hell are they feeding you the flesh of freaking goddamn dead animals? You understand? Oh, that's why they do it, because they're feeding you the flesh of dead animals, which are filled with pathogens. But them giving you more poison is not going to help you clear, cleanse, and purify your body from the pathogens that are there, from having rotting pig, rotting turkey, rotting cow, rotting, dead garbage in your system. You understand? So what we have to come to care about is our lives and the integrity of our lives being in harmony with the will of existence and life itself. Now, what we know is that if the people were somehow vaporized from the planet, just disappear, the earth would be fine. She would continue to rotate and have flotation within the realm of eternity. Everything would continue to grow. After a while, if we came back 250 years later, 300 years later, the buildings and whatnot that these people have built would be in decay and disarray and all of that, but the waters would have regenerated themselves. A lot of the species of creatures within the waters, within the mountains, within the air, they would have regenerated themselves. This world, the earth, would be much better without the people. All right, so know that. There's an exodus that is in place because where the people have lost their purpose, there is no purpose for them to be. But where you are complicit and complacent in not reestablishing your connection to your creator or the source of being that is the source of all being and the oneness of existence itself, then know that you could never truly fully prosper because there is no greater prosperity than being supremely intelligent as an intelligence of existence, as man, the progenitor of lineages, and woman, the perpetuator of lineages, and then to be able to respond correctly and directly under a global initiative of depopulation and genocide to ensure the progression and the perpetuation and the exaltation and the representation of your lineages within the eternal order and the eternal government, and be fully participatory with the emergence of the queendoms and kingdoms of God upon the planet. But they don't want you to have an orientation towards God. You understand? You have ones and ones who think, oh, well, that sister, you know, she's so extreme. Oh, well, that's not true. Oh, well, you know, if the animals ain't here for us to eat, then what are they here for? I'm just saying, it's like the epitome of stupidity is reigning supreme. And I'm saying that is just insanity to think that animals are here just for you to kill and eat. And then you ain't even woman or man enough to kill them and eat them yourself. Raise them or do anything. And then the animals that you're eating are animals that are hybridized, bastardized, poisoned, and whatnot. And these are the only animals that are unable to respond as intelligences of existence, because all other intelligences of existence have a way of responding when they know that their lives are being threatened. But the chicken can't respond correctly and directly to being abused. The chicken cannot fly away. The chicken is one of the most bastardized creatures upon the face of the earth in terms of the meat and poultry industry. They have suffered so much pain, so much poisoning, and then you feed off of it. And so I'm saying, no, I am voice on behalf of a boycott of the death industry as a global movement. And I know that my voice is becoming very well heard in the world because of this program and because of other ones who are sharing the messaging and other ones who are allowing my message to come forward on their platforms. But I'm saying that I am literally sowing it in your own heart so that you are making the decision to live your life and not be complicit and complacent with your own cellular oppression, that any sickness, illness, and disease that is already in formation in your temple, that is your body, is by virtue of the stuff that they call food that we do not have to have. It is a non-necessity. But in order to really care, you've got to activate your capacity for thought. Because they've taught us to be thoughtless, mindless about what we're doing with the greatest gift we were given, which is our lives and the lives of our children. And to be in a place and space where we are ignoring the responsibility to exalt a full effort in our living on behalf of the lineages through whom we've come, then there's no other thing that we can apply ourselves to that would bring us as much glory and honor and prosperity than being able to tap into the wealth and the richness of whose we really are, as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. If your only thought is by virtue of what you are experiencing on the planet when your life has come, you've come to the planet, you did not come up out the planet. And because the planet is spinning in eternity, then we should not really be hell-bent on dying here. Death is a program that's running in the midst of eternity. And that's why there's a saying that says all death is suicide. And then they said the wages of sin is death. And then other ones will tell you there is no death. And I'm saying, well, if there is no death, then why does it say all death is suicide? Because you are already eternal. You are already from the eternal. You are already immortal. And life culture, replacing the death culture that's in full effect here, is what we're having to establish. And I know that many people are not accepting that they're here to be trailblazers. They're not accepting that they're here to be leadership in light. They're not accepting leadership at all. And those who are following an old program. You understand? They're not really laying foundation for the kingdoms of God and goddess unfolding because they're still supporting the corporate deities of death, having a right to our minds and our hearts through the commercialism, through the advertising, through the billboards, and through setting up brick and mortar buildings that are serving us dead animals. And that which we're consuming that has absolutely no nutrition. And it is a problem. And it is the foundational problem of all the other problems that we could possibly have here. And for us not to deal with that as an issue means that you are not really dealing with any of the real things that are needed to be dealt with. One, because you cannot generate a real economy based on people dying. You understand? There is no real success because there is absolute law and justice in life. So you cannot subjugate and dominate and behaviorally modify people to be killing themselves. And because you've got so much profit and because of so much investment in meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour, sugar, vaping, and all of this stuff, and it's cannabis and all of the other things and the pharmaceuticals and the hospitals and all the equipment and all the surgeries and all the butcheries and all your money's invested in all of these things, but there's still no prosperity because you are not a thinking person. You understand, our wealth is by virtue of our connection to the divine mind. Our wealth and our riches is by virtue of our connection to that which is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. Our richness is by virtue of our DNA activation and our acknowledgement of the greatness of our lineages and to invoke and call that forward through the cellular liberation. I am advocating that because there are no ones who are giving you a better solution to your empowerment, to that which allows you to live the rest of your life and not be dying the rest of your life, that which will circumvent this tragic date with fate. If you continue on the road in the path of adulteration, feeding like kids, goats that can eat just about anything, you understand? And so I'm just saying is that we're in a place and space where it is a call that is being issued from the exalted realms for the whole of humanity. To remember the divinity, the sanctity, the sacredness, and the responsibility, duty, and obligation to exalt life and to exalt a full effort in living and to consciously care to honor and glorify the lineages through whom we've come on behalf of all of those ones whose blood has been spilt upon this planet. On behalf of all of the trees that have been bulldozed, on behalf of all of the waters, the oceans, the seas, the rivers, and the streams, on behalf of all of the massive creatures throughout Africa. You understand? And this is one of the reasons why Africa has been in such a decline for so long, because she participated in the safaris and the killing of these massive creatures. And nobody's looking at that. Because we do not value the lives of other beings. But we're completely dependent upon the ecological balance that all of these creatures have created because of the wisdom of the intelligence of existence that has created, maintains, and sustains the earth herself. And these people think they're so freaking smart that they can disrupt the entire life cycles and just kill and kill and kill. And then serve you the flesh of all manners of beings. now, you know, you hear people talking about eating crickets and ants and all kinds of things for protein. And, of course, that might be a little bit better for you to eat larvae and all of this because they don't have hearts and livers and kidneys. And you understand. And so you could just fry them and get a crunch. You understand? If you all into protein like that. But I'm just saying at this particular point in time, you need to realize that the body is 80% water. It's the earth is 80% water. And so there isn't anything that can truly provide you with the kind of nourishment that your body, as perfectly and divine vessel of the light of God, the love of God, the peace of God, the poise and power and authority of an absolute and supreme intelligence. And we have to really eat for that quality of consciousness. You understand? Now, if you want to have the consciousness of those who eat pigs and cows and all of that, then yeah, that's a consciousness that you're creating with what you're eating. But is it the kind of consciousness that allows you to truly, fully unfold as a conscious immortal upon the planet? See, we want to really understand the power of right alignment that has to be predicated by a clean bloodstream. And to know that cleanliness, we've heard this all of our lives, cleanliness is godliness. And we've heard that the body is the temple of God. And we've heard you are what you eat. And we've heard that those who believe on me, these ones, should have eternal life. And we've heard the wages of sin is death. And there's so much that we've heard. We've heard, thou shalt love thy mother, father, creator, God, thy Lord, with your whole body, heart, mind, with all of your might. Thou shalt seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all else would be added unto us. We've heard these things, but we're not paying attention. We're not understanding the power that comes with our obedience and our obeyance with these things, because these people in their miseducation and their religious indoctrinations have not shown us a greater thing. Even though they've said it, we don't see it. And for all of the churches and all of the mosques and all of the synagogues, and for all of those who claim some religious affiliation, if everybody was committed to living and to the source of life, then all of this could not be going on. This now moment is ours for rising, for caring, for exalting a full effort in our living, our loving, realignment and our liberation. You get what you ask for and what you apply yourself to. But you have to understand that you cannot have the fullness of life while you're loving, killing, and undermining and feeding off of death. So in order to really exalt the fullness of the blessedness of your being, you have to allow the liberation of all other beings, particularly from your bloodstream, from your gut, from your lymph, and from your body temple. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.